Israel, Amen, Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, presented in observance of Thanksgiving and the American Jewish Tercentenary Celebration, marking the 300th anniversary of the settlement of Jews in the United States, is An American Sampler by Mark Siegel.
In the old colonial homes of America, framed and hanging above the mantelpieces, you will find them. American samplers. The needlework is careful, painstaking, the fruit of many hours, the fruit of labor. Each thread has its place. Each contributes to the design. And the fullness of the pattern rests on threads of many colors. The history of America is like them, like the samplers hanging in the colonial homes.
The fabric of America is made of many strands. The builders of America were sons of many lands.
The threads of the sampler are of many colors. They are of many kinds. They stretch from the old world to the new.
We set sail from England on the Mayflower. No one ordered us to. We were resolved and determined to worship God in our own way.
A thread of the American sampler.
You thank the log cabin is American. You bet it is American. We Swedes, we brought it to America from Sweden.
A thread of the American sampler.
A man without a chance to earn his bread. What kind of a man is he? We came to this braw, bonny land seeking opportunity.
Threads of the American sampler. Finding in history the cliffs of Dover and Plymouth Rock. Threads that stretch from Spain to Florida, from Sweden to Wisconsin, from Dublin to New York. As the threads are of many colors, no thread making a complete design, no design complete without its threads of many colors.
The richness of America is her diversity. Democracy is differences building liberty. Democracy is differences building liberty.
A sampler is a fragment, yet it can carry the meaning and the feeling of a time. Come, in this season of Thanksgiving, let us look at our living past. Let us, with Thanksgiving, follow a single thread that intertwines with many threads. A thread indelibly and forever embroidered into the pattern of our America. A corner of the sampler reads 1654. The picture in that corner shows a boat approaching the shoreline.
Ahoy! What ship is that?
The St. Charles!
And what cargo do you carry?
Rum, tobacco, and 23 Jewish refugees from South America!
The fabric of America is made of many strands. The builders of America were sons of many lands.
A sampler does not pretend to tell the whole story. He chooses a date for many dates, a motto to stand for many mottos, a picture to stand for many pictures. It offers a name to stand for many names. A corner of the sampler reads 1774. The name in that corner is Francis Salvador.
Oh, Mr. Rackley. Well, there's news in your manner and your face.
Important news, Mr. Salvador. The British have closed the port of Boston.
Oh, I see. An answer to the tea party.
It is the beginning, Mr. Salvador. Events are on the move.
I hope so.
I wish it fervently.
Good. Then you will revise your decision?
No, Mr. Rapley. I do not wish to seem ungrateful, but there are other men
in that... all the colony of South Carolina, sir, none so firm in the patriot cause.
I thank you, sir. I thank you. I cherish the patriot cause, but there are more seasoned men to represent our country in the assembly.
Mr. Salvador, it is not a question of experience. We need a man who is unafraid, a man who will speak our view plainly and with courage. Your neighbors feel you are that man.
I wish to serve, but the responsibility is too great for one of my age.
In this young country, Mr. Salvador, youth is an asset, not a liability. For the last time, I ask you to stand as candidate for the assembly.
Mr. Rapley, I thank you, sir. But in all wisdom, I will not do it.
I regret your firmness, Salvador. There are those who will say you were afraid.
Afraid? For what reason would I be afraid?
They will say, indeed, there are those who already say you are afraid to run for office because of your religion.
They will believe that.
Some already believe it.
Rapley, my friend.
Yes, Salvador.
I thank you for your frankness and your honesty. I believe I will run for the assembly after all.
Francis Salvador was elected. In the legislative halls of the colony of South Carolina, he stood and spoke for freedom. The first person of Jewish faith in many centuries given the opportunity, the blessed opportunity to share in the responsibilities of freedom. Francis Salvador, portent of the future, guidepost on the path to full equality.
At Lexington and Concord, the British started war. And a bell in Philadelphia told what the war was for. Among the heroes fighting for liberty and law was a man from Carolina named Francis Salvador.
We're outnumbered, Salvador. Badly outnumbered.
Order a charge, Major.
A charge? Against these odds?
Our only chance, Major.
Salvador, you understand the odds?
I understand them. I understand also what's at stake. I will lead the charge.
A moment in history, July 1st, 1776. A battle won and a life lost. Yet not lost. And these were his last words, the last words of the first American Jew to give his life in the Revolutionary War.
Tell America to be free and glorious. Tell them to remember that men of every race and religion fought together for freedom. Tell them to live together in freedom.
The fabric of America is made of many strands. The builders of America were sons of many lands.
A picture on the sampler. It portrays a man of means whose name was Judah Turo. He lived in New Orleans.
What am I offered now? What am I bid? Who'll make the first bid on this fine piece of church property? Don't be backwards, don't be slow, talk right up and let her go.
The year 1823. On the auction block, the First Congregational Unitarian Church of New Orleans.
What am I offering? What am I bidding?
2,000.
Come now, gentlemen, we can do better than that. Who'll go higher? It's a fine piece of property. Good frontage on St. Charles Street. What do I hear?
25. I bid 2,500.
Mr. Auctioneer.
Yes, Reverend Clapp.
The church owes $20,000. If we must lose our church, I would hope at least to pay off our debt in full.
Well, I know, Reverend, I know, but I can't get more than's offered. The church needs 20,000, friends. The last bid's 2,500. Now let's boost it up a bit.
I'll make it 2,600.
2,700. That's as far as I can go.
It don't help much, 2,700, but sure appreciated. Anyway, here another bid. Too bad. Too bad. 2,700 once. 2,700 twice.
Mr. Auctioneer. Mr. Auctioneer.
Mr. Turo, are you bidding? For a church building?
I bid $20,000.
$20,000? Are you sure?
Quite sure, sir.
$20,000 it is. Once. Twice. Three times. Sold Mr. Turo the highest bidder for $20,000. Here are the keys to the building.
Thank you.
Can't say you're entirely welcome. What'll you do with a church, Turo? What good's a church to you?
No good whatsoever. Reverend Clapp.
Yes, Mr. Turo?
Here are the keys to your church. Take them. They belong to you.
Francis Salvador, Judah Turo. Names to stand in this American sampler for the hope and gratitude of the first Jewish settlers. Those who by long and devious paths fled from the persecution of Portugal and Spain, sought and found refuge in a growing land, helped shape that land, and in shaping it, themselves were shaped.
They helped to shape America. They crossed the great prairie. They helped to shape America and build its liberty. But history's more than heroes, and in our history, the work of many nameless men is just as clear to see.
A corner of the sampler reads 1854. A horse and a little wagon stop before a farmhouse.
Morning! Morning, Mr. Unford!
Good morning, Mrs. Watkins!
No, yeah. I'm glad I am to see you, Mr. Unterberg.
If you're glad, I'm glad. How are you folks?
Never better.
The children?
Oh, growing faster than weeds. I see you got yourself a wagon.
Thank God, yes. I've been able to.
Oh, well, you're deserving of it. Don't know how you carried that big pack before.
A man carries whatever burden he has to. The difference in this country is if he works hard, maybe one day he can buy a horse and wagon. Now, in Bavaria, where I came from...
Sure, I know. The Schusses, the folks on the other end of the holler, they told me about the old country.
We've all come for close to the same reasons, I guess. Freedom, maybe you'd call it. Or the chance to live better.
Way or t'other, I'm glad you got here. The handle of my skillet broke off 2 weeks ago come Monday, and I've been waiting for you since.
I got just what you want.
I knew you would. You seem to have everything.
I do my best, ma'am.
Come through Illinois this time?
Clear through.
What's the news up that way?
Good crops. More folks from the east coming through. And a new man running against Douglas for the United States Senate. Name of Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln. Tall fella. Maybe 6'4".
You don't say.
Not much to look at, Mrs. Watkins. But you can see it in his eyes. A kind man.
Mr. Unterberg, you're a kind man, too.
Oh.
Traipsing out all this way, bringing us the things we need.
Well, that's my business, ma'am. It's the way I earn my living.
It's not just the things, Mr. Unterberg. You keep us in touch. You know what I mean?
I think so, but it's still my business.
Don't you get tired of going from place to place?
Tired? Sure. But I like the people I meet, and I love the big country. It's open. It seems sometimes like the country saying, Unterberg, if you're willing, I'm willing.
That's about what my husband says. But don't you want to settle down somewhere?
You bet I do. I want to settle down and send for my family. And just the minute I'm able and I find the right place, that's what I'm going to do.
I hope you'll get the chance. Hmm. But, Mr. Unterberg.
Yes, Mrs. Watkins?
I hope it don't happen too soon.
Oh?
I'll miss the news and talks you bring us folks out here.
Ah.
There is a pattern in the sampler which is America. An overall pattern repeated with infinite care and patience. First come the settlers, the pioneers, the immigrants struggling for a foothold, building, hacking out a place for life in the wilderness. The real wilderness of forest and prairie, or the man-made wilderness of poverty or spiritual want. And when the wilderness is conquered, the sons of pioneers and the daughters are ready, prepared to welcome and to aid those new pioneers still to come. This is the pattern. The overall pattern of a sampler. And it is a goodly pattern which has built a goodly land.
By 1881, the Jews from Germany were well established in this land, enjoying liberty. But throughout Eastern Europe, new tortures had begun, and millions started for these shores in 1881.
A corner of the sampler. It shows a woman who was called by the quiet voice of duty. Her name was Lillian Walt.
Now do you understand what to do, Mrs. Levy?
I think so, Miss Ward. Now,
be sure the mustard plaster isn't too strong and feed him as I told you.
And,
Don't worry, Mrs. Levy. He'll be all right.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Levy. And I'll be by tomorrow to see how your baby is.
I thank you, Miss Ward. God bless you, Miss Ward. Absolutely better, Miss Walt.
Oh, that's fine, Mrs. Levy. I knew he would be.
Miss Walt, how is it?
How is it that... What, Mrs. Levy?
How is it that a fine lady like you, a lady who speaks English so good...
Lives on the Lower East Side?
Yes, Miss Walt, how is it?
To help, Mrs. Levy.
I know to help, but who sends you?
Sends me?
Who tells you to take care of my baby? Who tells you to teach us in the house on Henry Street?
No one tells me, Mrs. Levy.
Then why?
Why, Mrs. Levy? Well, perhaps because, well, my father was an immigrant, just as you are.
Your father an immigrant?
In America, we're all immigrants, or the children of immigrants. This country has allowed us to grow and prosper. Perhaps I come to the Lower East Side because it would be ungrateful for me not to come.
This is the secret of the design. But in this land of hope, of opportunity, those who have come have felt the need, the overwhelming urge to repay the debt. To give of genius, wealth, and talent, to add, to build, to strengthen the fabric of our liberty. The names upon the sampler are many. Listen, for these are but a few, standing for many weavers of the fabric of America. Nathan Strauss.
Wealth brings with it an obligation to use it for humanity. I want to die poor in money and rich in happiness, who, having made life safer for many people,
Julius Rosenwald.
men are not superior because of the accident of race or color. They are superior who have the best heart, the best brain. Superiority is born of honesty, of virtue, of charity, and above all, of the love of liberty.
Louis Demboutz Brandeis.
There is no such thing as freedom for a man who, under normal circumstances, is not financially free. We must find means to protect every individual against the fear of sickness, accident, unemployment, and old age.
There is not time to tell it all, the story of the years, how the millions came with courage, how they brought along ideas. And when the world was threatened, 200,000 strong responded to their country's call to fight to conquer wrong.
Chaplain Werfel.
Yes, Lieutenant.
You're sure you want to make this flight?
Quite sure.
The ceiling's low, Chaplain. The mountains around Iran are high. You can still get off.
I promised the men at the ferry base I'd be there.
You can go tomorrow, Chaplain. The ceiling might lift.
They're counting on me to be there tonight.
Any special reason?
Yes, Lieutenant. We have a festival called Hanukkah. It begins tonight.
Chaplain, let me explain it again. Even we wouldn't take off in this weather.
Except
that it's an operational mission.
If you can fly an operational mission, Lieutenant.
Yes, Chaplain?
Then I can fly a spiritual mission. Let's take off.
Pilot to crew. Pilot to crew.
Roger. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
Engine number 2 failing. We're losing altitude. Stand by to bail out. Chaplain.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Tighten those parachute straps.
Right.
Waste gun as a pilot. Waste gun as a pilot.
What is it, Smitty?
The escape hatch, Lieutenant. It's jammed.
Hang on, men. Try for a crash landing. Chaplain, I'm sorry you came.
Don't be sorry, Lieutenant. How long have we?
Minute. Maybe two.
Give me the intercom, Lieutenant.
Why?
Please.
Okay.
Chaplain to crew. Chaplain to crew. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our souls. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
A sampler is a fragment. It does not pretend to tell the whole story. Yet it can carry the meaning and the feeling of a time. In this season of Thanksgiving, give thanks for the richness of America. Give thanks for the harmony which is America. Give thanks, above all, for the differences woven into the American sampler in threads of many colors. The differences which make America.
The fabric of America is made of many strands. The builders of America were sons of many lands. The richness of America is her diversity. Democracy is differences, building liberty. Democracy is differences, building liberty.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Israel Goldstein, Rabbi of Congregation B'nai Jeshurun in New York City and Associate Chairman of the American Jewish Tercentenary Committee. Dr. Goldstein.
Retrospects are a wonderful exercise, and reminiscence with thanksgiving is a beautiful sentiment. Many such reminiscences have punctuated the American Jewish Tercentenary, including the program we have just heard. A great historic milestone, however, must also serve as an occasion for looking from the past into the future. Would it not be appropriate to say on this day of Thanksgiving not only that we give thanks for the past, but also that we give thanks for the future? We, the American Jewish community, give thanks that we can look forward to a future. Alas, there are dark areas on the globe shadowed by communist dictatorships where Jews have no future to look to. We can look forward to a future of economic security, for our blessed America seems to be launched on an even and just course where every man and woman willing and able to work can earn a livelihood, and yet ability and ambition do not go unrewarded. We can look forward to a future of political stability, for our American freedoms are essentially undiminished and American democracy continues at work. These prospects we share with our citizens of all races and creeds, and of course we and our children shall do what in our power lies to help maintain and advance the things we hope for. As a community of American Jews, we look forward to a steady growth for our ancient faith, growth both in scope and in depth, deriving additional inspiration from Israel, our spiritual alma mater, and bringing support to Israel, the new Zion. Would that we might also look forward with confidence to a world of peace and security, without which all our other hopes will collapse. That prayer for humanity trembles on our lips more than any other. So for the past 300 years, we offer thanksgiving, and for the future, thanksgiving undergirded with prayer.
Thank you, Dr. Goldstein. Our eternal light drama today, An American Sampler, was written by Mark Siegel and presented in observance of Thanksgiving. Cantor David Futterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Tom Glaser as the singer and Bert Cowlin as the narrator. Others in the cast were Joseph DeSantis, Bill Lipton, Roger DeCoven, Agnes Young, Ethel Everett, and Anne Loring. The orchestral music was composed and conducted by Morris Mimorski. This has been an NBC Radio Network production directed by Edward King. This is Jerry Damon speaking. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is the NBC Radio Network.